Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Live from the Investors Bank Studio, Boomer Esiason, Greg Giannotti, Boomer and Gio on the Fan, simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network. Good Monday morning. Today, in just several hours, the NFL legal tampering period begins. That's a fancy way of saying that you're going to hear about free agents flying around to different teams, and we know that the Jets are going to be heavily involved. Could it mean Le'Veon Bell? Could it mean other big names? We know that they made a trade, as did the Giants, over the weekend that definitely benefited both their offensive lines for sure. But the speculation will end. The realness will begin. Another huge trade in the NFL that did not involve the Jets and Giants as Antonio Brown goes from the Steelers to the Raiders. It's all happening. And it's all happening now. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing great, Gio. And, congratulations to Antonio Brown because he's upset the system. There is no question that he absolutely won. Mr. Big Chest himself.
He did.
Put the Steelers in a box. The Steelers cowered. They bent and they broke. And they sent a 3-5 to the Raiders and also absorb a $21 million cap hit for a player who's no longer there. And most players out there, and I only say this from a player perspective, for the Steeler fan and everything else, and for the way this whole thing went down, I know a lot of people, think that it stinks, and yeah, it does stink, but players very rarely ever get what they want in relation to something like this, a situation that developed in Pittsburgh like this. And the Steelers took one right on the chin, man. And this is the Steelers that has always been a frugal franchise, a very careful franchise as to who they pay. It's a family-owned business. This is their business. There's a proud history there. We all know that. But in the big picture of the way the NFL works and the way the economics work in the NFL, the fact that Antonio Brown not only got to the team he wanted to go to, but made that team give him $30 million in guaranteed money. Because remember, at this point of his contract, all the guaranteed money was already paid. Now, he would get paid this year's contract. That would have been part of, technically a guarantee. But the Raiders added money to the deal and guaranteed it even more, which makes it a much bigger win for Antonio Brown and a win for the NFL players. And that's why over the weekend, you saw a lot of NFL players tweeting out support for Antonio Brown because of what he did, how he did it. Now, most of us as fans watch it from the outside, and we find it to be off-putting. We find his shenanigans and his social media actions and all this other stuff and all this other stuff to be really like insulting. But at the end of the day, he wins and the Steelers lose. I guess you could say the Raiders win. John Gruden has had some success with older wide receivers that he's picked up either via trade or via free agency. And he and Derek Carr are going to get to work relatively soon.
Yeah, a lot of players seem to think that this is opening the door for them maybe to do something like this in the future. And I don't believe that that's going to happen. I think that this is a unique situation where you had a player who was not going to go back and play for that particular team and an organization who could not 2 years in a row have something like this hanging over them. Now, they were banking that Le'Veon Bell was not going to sit out a season. He would sign his franchise tender because what type of crazy person wouldn't want $14 million to go play professional football? And then they went through all of that last year with that hanging over their head. If they would have taken a hardline stance here with Antonio Brown, the same thing would have happened. Is he showing up? Is he not showing up? I just don't think that in the future other players are going to get exactly what Antonio Brown got. The teams are going to bank on the fact that their leverage as far as finding a guy because he's not showing up under contract and you're going to lose out on all this money that you would have made is going to make them play the year but be unhappy but still play the year. This was exceptionally unique what Antonio Brown pulled off, and I don't think you'll see much of it in the future.
You know what's amazing to me is that former Steelers coach Bill Cowher, who I work with on the NFL Today, has often said to me, production intolerance. We can tolerate as long as you're productive. Now, Antonio Brown has been extremely productive. He has been one of the best wide receivers in football over the last 5 years. So what Coach Cower is saying to me does not match up here, because there's something going on here that we didn't see. And I'm assuming that maybe it is the relationship between Ben Roethlisberger and Antonio Brown, as opposed to Antonio Brown and the Steelers, that is completely broken. And then after some of the comments by Kevin Colbert, their GM, the last month or so, and you know, the reactions by the Rooney family here in this regard, is really there's egg on the face of the Steelers. There really is. And to me, it seems like it's more about the relationship or broken relationship between Roethlisberger and Brown than it is anything else.
Yeah, I also think that Antonio Brown desperately wanted to get more guaranteed money out of this as well. And it wasn't all about Ben Roethlisberger. He definitely had it with Ben Roethlisberger. But you remember the whole Mr. Big Chest thing started when he was on that elliptical machine saying, you better come with some guarantees. I'm not going to take any more unguarantees going forward.
This is why you got to be careful who you sign in the NFL, man. You can't trust these guys. Now, I'm going to take it from the owner's side now. All right, so I just lauded Antonio Brown from the player side and how he got out of his contract and how he got more guarantees and how technically right now he is the highest paid wide receiver in the NFL by average. Okay, so he's happy. But at the end of the day, you know, the Steelers are sitting there going, man, we invested all this money in this guy, and now we're taking a $21 million cap hit against our cap this year without the player. I mean, that's why you have to be really careful about who you trust giving money to. So if you are the Jets today, and, you know, now starts the tampering period. Your first call is going to be to Le'Veon Bell and his agent. And it's going to be, okay, here's the parameters of a deal. Do you really, truly trust a guy like Le'Veon Bell who sat out a season? You don't know what kind of shape he's in. And you don't know where his frame of mind is. Are you going to give him $50 million guaranteed? Are you?
Well, without not seeing him, you got to see him.
No, I understand that. Let's say everything works out where he comes in and he looks like he's in good shape and everything's fine. Are you going to give him $50 million guaranteed? What's going to keep him from becoming a pain in the ass next year at this time? I mean, it's
impossible. You can't answer the question. You can't, because he's going to say all the right things. But, I mean, if Le'Veon Bell gets the contract that he always wanted, then there's nothing that he can say. The issue that I have is Le'Veon Bell turned down a contract that would have made him the highest paid running back by at least $6 million.
But, again, you keep saying that, and I agree with you. But I keep telling you that he sees himself as more than just a running back.
Well, I don't care what he sees himself. But the market has to see him a certain way.
I know you don't care. I'm just telling you how he thinks.
But if I'm the player, I'm talking from the organization side, rather.
Right.
If I'm the organization side of it, I don't care what you think you're worth. This is what we're saying you're worth. Sort of like the Yankees with Manny Machado, right? Like, they would have signed
him. All right, fine.
But they would have signed him for something very frugal. If Manny Machado said, whatever, this deal's okay, a couple of years, they probably would have done it. But, of course, he wanted 10 years, $300 million.
Right. You and I are saying the same thing. We're just saying it differently. I'm just telling you from the player's perspective, in this case, Le'Veon Bell, he was mad at the Steelers because he touched the ball three times more than Antonio Brown did. Mm-hmm. Like, Antonio Brown never ran with the ball. If he did, it might have been once or twice in a reverse. But Le'Veon Bell caught the ball 85 times on top of running it another 300 times.
Yeah.
So I'm just telling you how the player sees himself. Now, you know, it's kind of interesting that they both come out of Pittsburgh, because Pittsburgh basically told Antonio Brown, okay, you are the best wide receiver in football. And since you are the best wide receiver in football, and because you have a fractured relationship with our quarterback, we're going to trade you and you're going to be able to get even more money. If you're sitting there and you're Le'Veon Bell and you're watching what Antonio Brown just did, aren't you just saying, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me that this just, and now I'm sure he's happy for Antonio Brown, but it's got to be so frustrating for Le'Veon Bell to watch his teammate get what he wants and get compensated for it by acting the way that he acted, by missing meetings, by missing the last game of the year and having his agent call up and say he's ready to play the morning of the game. I mean, come on.
Well, but the problem is that Le'Veon Bell has decided to take this hardline stance on changing the market for all running backs like him who do more and catch a lot of passes or are on the field all the time, because Todd Gurley took a deal that was similar to what the Steelers had offered him, and that really basically squashed the whole Le'Veon Bell idea. Antonio Brown got a contract from the Steelers that was basically the equivalent for that position that Le'Veon Bell was being offered for his position. And you're right. Le'Veon Bell said, this is not what running backs like me should get paid. So this is why he can't be frustrated. Once he took this stance of there's going to be wide receiver money, there's going to be running back money, and then there's going to be Le'Veon Bell, what I do money. Once he took that hardline stance, he can't be frustrated with anybody but himself.
But you know why he's frustrated? Because he had a play under the franchise tag and the CBA and the fact that the NFLPA allows the NFL teams to still do that to players. If Le'Veon Bell would have been on the open market, he would have gotten a hell of a lot more than the Steelers were offering. I'm telling you. Now he's on the open market, and the question is what kind of shape is he in? Where's his mindset? I don't know any of those answers. I can't.
This is why he was stupid for sitting out a year, because if he would have done what Kirk Cousins did, Kirk Cousins didn't even really have a great 2017 going into his free agency. He was okay. He was above average. Wasn't a great 2017, but we're blaming it on everything else. Oh, the Redskins are a mess, so he doesn't have weapons, blah, blah, blah. That organization stinks. But, you know, whatever the reasons were. So now you've got Le'Veon Bell, where if he would have played for that franchise tag, and I know injuries are a concern, but if he would have played for that franchise tag, had a good year, went into free agency now, who knows what he would have gotten?
Here's the one thing I will say, that Le'Veon Bell, let's just forget about the money that they're paying. Whatever the money is going to be, can we put that to the side for a second?
Yes.
Le'Veon Bell for the next 2 years is a great addition for Sam Darnold. A great addition.
If he's in shape.
If he's in shape and he's the football player that we saw. Okay?
Without a doubt,
And let's assume that he is. For this, I guess, argument.
Yeah.
It's not even an argument. For this discussion, let's assume that he's healthy. Then you want to know something? He's exactly what Sam Darnold needs. Exactly. Now, I love the fact that they traded for Osemele. Hopefully, he's going to be healthy. Hopefully, he'll regain his Pro Bowl form. And he's a big, ginormous human being. That is a great addition, assuming he's healthy. By the way, another good addition and a good trade by the Giants and Dave Gettleman, getting rid of Olivier Vernon, who they didn't want. We all knew that coming out of the combine. And they get Kevin Zeitler back, who also was a Pro Bowl guard when he was playing for the Bengals. So these are two good, I think, solid additions and trades by the local football teams going after players that they need desperately to improve their most important position other than quarterback. That's their offensive line. So both general managers, in my eyes, get A's for these trades. They're good. The Jets are going to be adding a little bit more money. The Giants shed some money, but they do add an extra year on Zeitler's contract. They're all good. They're good, solid players. These are the kind of players that the Giants and the Jets should be trying to acquire. That's good. Now we get into this free agency period. We get into this 48 hours of whatever you want to call it. You could just tampering, whatever you want to call it. It's going to be a free-for-all. And I do believe that if the Jets can get a healthy, motivated Le'Veon Bell, they have to get him.
But for what price is really what's going to come down to. I know you said forget about the money for a second, but you can't.
But I think it's more about the guaranteed money and
how many years.
I think you can get at least a solid 3-year run here with Le'Veon Bell. And assuming that he's healthy, I would think, much like Antonio Brown going to Oakland, you are going to get a highly motivated player, which is good. Look, they need playmakers. They have to get playmakers around Sam Darnold. Yes, they need a big offensive line. And that, to me, when you go out and you get a guy like Osemele, what you're saying is that you're going to be physical and you're going to run the ball. And if you're going to run the ball, you might as well go out and get the best running back that's available. And whether it be him or Tevin Coleman or whoever, I think it's this kid, Le'Veon Bell. That's who I think they're going to go after.
Yeah, and it seems like that. And a lot of people agree with you that Le'Veon Bell and the Jets seem like a match. And I was all about it before the holdout. All about it. I was saying that back in last offseason when he was available, that it seemed like a perfect match with the Jets and where they were going. I just don't know about his motivation. I think that some guys, when they get a taste of away from the game too, it's very hard to restart that engine for some guys. You know, other guys, like the guy I want on my team is someone who loves football so much that he can't even imagine wasting a year in his prime because not playing on $14 million. That whole mentality scares the hell out of me.
I know that, but you know, the one thing I will say about these two guys from the Steelers is that, you know, they have performed. They have played at extremely high levels. They have been the best players at their positions for quite some time now. And they both are extremely confident in their abilities. It's still hard for me to believe that Antonio Brown did it this way on the social media, the Mr. Big Chest stuff and all that other crap. And then to have Le'Veon Bell sit out a year. I mean, that takes ginormous stones to do stuff like that and to leave $14 million, you know, on the on the table.
Think about it. Stones or stupidity? Which one?
I don't. You know, the thing is that he comes in this year. Whoever signs him, he will not have the wear and tear of those 400 carries or 400 plus touches that he would have had he played the entire season with the Steelers last year. So there is a positive to that. I want to see him physically. I want to see what he looks like physically. I want to hear what he has to say because we haven't really heard much from him at all.
No, we haven't seen him either, which is the scary thing. Like Mr. Big Chest, you saw Mr. Big Chest. Even when after the trade, he took his shirt off in a message to Derek Carr and was like, I'm in the best physical condition I've ever been. And he just lifted his shirt off. You saw the six-pack and everything.
He's nuts. Guy's nuts.
Right, Le'Veon Bell's a ghost. You haven't seen him at all. He takes pictures of the video game screens and his blunt cones and all that stuff that we saw.
So do we think like 2 years from now, you know, Antonio Brown's going to be screaming about getting, you know, traded somewhere else or no?
No, he's got his guaranteed money. Yeah.
Is it?
Right. I mean, and all of a sudden, Derek Carr is like Joe Montana to him, which was just hilarious. You know, he had a million like love videos he put out there for Derek Carr.
Well, this also tells me that the Raiders are not going to be interested in one of these young quarterbacks that everybody was rumored that, you know, maybe Derek Carr would be on the trade deadline, you know, the trade block and all that other stuff.
Yeah.
I can't imagine that John Gruden is going to acquire Antonio Brown and then put Antonio Brown with a rookie quarterback. That is not happening.
Yeah, it wouldn't make sense.
That
and
does
also,
not make any sense.
And that would be a question, too, that Drew Rosenhaus would probably ask of the Raiders in these negotiations that were going on, that who are we playing with? What's the deal? What are you guys trying to do in the draft? Because we can't be sitting around for a guy to mature into season for 3 or 4 years. My guy's 31 years old, whatever he is now, you know?
So you got to believe that Derek Carr definitely is. And look, by the way, John Gruden and Mike Mayock, their new GM, had come out in support of Derek Carr and said, look, he's our franchise quarterback. We're not interested in a quarterback. So I would think that this would be the case. And, you know, and plus, you know, to me, Kyler Murray is more that, you know, new style air raid offense out of the shotgun and all that stuff. The exact thing that Cliff Kingsbury is going to run in Arizona, who have the first pick, as opposed to John Gruden, the old West Coast offense, a little bit of shotgun and all that other stuff, and more kind of staid and traditional in his way of coaching a football team.
Yeah.
So that would lead me to believe that they're keeping Derek Carr, so he's not on the trading block.
Boomer and Gio just getting started on this Monday morning. Today is the day that it all starts to get nuts in NFL free agency. Noon is when the tampering period starts. Speaking of Antonio Brown, we did get a cameo personalized message.
Oh, we did?
From Antonio Brown.
I like it.
So we have one. It is all ready to go. We will play it. We will tweet it out. It's a video. It's audio you will hear as well. So we will get to that as the show goes on as well. Trust me, you do not want to miss this personalized Antonio Brown message for someone that works here at the radio station.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.